哈利路亚，各位长子弟兄姐妹大家平安。
哈利路亚， peace to all brothers and sisters。
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是我的心啊，你为何忧闷？
And our study for this afternoon is my heart, why are you so desolate?
人的心情啊，就跟天气一样。
And it is true that our mood changes like the weather.
知道天有不测之风云啊。
And we know that the weather changes constantly.
尤其是温哥华，有时候一天四季。
Especially as we live in Vancouver, we experience four seasons just in one day.
一下有太阳，下一刻可能就下雨了。
Perhaps at one moment we have the sun, and in the next moment the rain will fall.
尤其是进入冬天呢，都是我们每天要面对下雨跟阴暗的日子。
And especially as we enter into the season of winter, we'll be facing a long time.Of rain and gray weather.
人是活在这个世界这个环境里面。
And we do live in our environment and in this world.
很容易被我们身边的环境所遇到的事情来影响我们的心情。
And it is very easy for us to be influenced by the external environment.
基督徒也难免会遇到不顺利、困难的时候。
And this also applies to us Christians as well.
但是遇到不顺利、忧闷的时候，我们要怎么样处理呢？
But however, when things are not going smooth for us and we are getting depressed, what should we do?
那么我们今天呢，会用诗篇呢，四十二篇来一起来查考。
And today we'd like to encourage ourselves with Psalm 42.
首先呢，我们来讲讲，我们先打开旧约的亚摩士书第八章。
Let us all first turn to the book of Amos, chapter 8.
旧约的亚摩士书第八章第十一节。
Amos chapter 8, verse 10.
11.
Verse 11.
第八章第十一节。
Amos 8:11.
八章十一节，这里说，主耶和华说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
And over here, Amos says that, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
刚刚我们中午享受了一顿很丰富的午餐，吃饱喝饱。
And we have just enjoyed a sumptuous meal during lunch. We're well fed right now.
这样一吃一喝可以维持大概六个小时。
And once we partake of the food and the water, it can sustain us for another 6 hours.
但是圣经说，到末后的日子，人将会很饥饿。
But here the Bible says that in the last days, man will become very thirsty.
这种饥饿跟干渴啊，并不是靠吃饭喝水可以解决的。
And this kind of famine and thirst cannot be overcome just by taking bread and water.
这是心灵上的饥渴跟虚空。
Because this refers to a famine of the soul.
物质越发达。
When material becomes more and more abundant.
享受越来越多。
And when your luxuries increase more and more.
但是心里啊，却是从所未有的空虚。
But at the same time, you'll find that your heart become more empty.
你像现在手机很方便的，谁没有手机？
It is very true that we all carry a cell phone. It's very convenient to get in touch with others.
要跟全世界哪一个人联络，一碰电话就可以了。
And globally speaking, you can be in touch with anyone in the world just by one click on your phone.
通讯那么发达，要上网 Internet.
And also, telecommunication is so convenient. You can...communicate with one another on the internet.
但是人因为这样有更多的朋友，没有那么虚空吗？
But is that true that you find yourself having more friends and that your heart is less empty?
相反的，现在的人呢，越来越孤单了。
But on the other hand, we find that people are getting more and more lonely.
有时候我们的心也会忧闷。
Sometimes our heart and our soul become very desolate.
那么有点忧郁的感觉。
We feel kind of depressed.
根据加拿大的统计啊。
And according to the Canadian statistics.
大概有 8% 的成人呢，会在人生的某一个阶段，曾经会经历过忧郁症。
That approximately 8% of adults will experience major depression in some time of their life.
就是100个人呢，当中会有8个人。
That is to say, out of 100 people, there will be 8 adults experiencing depression.
就是以统计学来说啊，譬如说现在有100个人啊，这有8个人在你人生某一个阶段里面会很不开心。
And that is to say, according to statistics, 8 person out of 100 will be very unhappy in some point of their life.
当然我们应该靠着主可能没有八个那么多了，那是一两个可能会有啊。
But for us, perhaps we can rely on the Lord, but we'll still find that there may be one or two of us who cannot overcome.
可能那个是我自己啊。
And that person could just be myself.
那么当然不开心常会有，那是什么在叫做忧郁症呢？
But it is true that we may be unhappy at time, from time to time. But what are the signs of a major depression?
忧郁症的人呢，他会感觉到自己好像生存呢没有什么价值。
And people who are suffering with depression, they will find that they have zero sense of value and they are worthless.
他会觉得很不开心呢。
They'll feel very, very sad.
我们看诗篇四十二篇第三节。
Let's look at Psalm 42.
诗篇第四十二篇第三节。
Psalm 42, verse
3. 请你读啊。
My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, "Where is your God?"
啊，这里说啊，诗人说啊，他忧伤的有一个程度啊，就是好像以眼泪啊，当然是食物这样吃下去。
And it says that a person can be so sad that the tears become their food.
因为我们知道伤心的时候会流眼泪。
And of course, it's a natural reaction. When you're sad, you will cry.
但是如果太伤心了。
But if you're so sad to a point,
啊，叫最伤心的眼泪是往横流的。
That the saddest part of your depression is when the tears are going horizontal, not vertical.
什么叫往横流呢？就是当你躺下的时候、睡觉的时候偷偷的哭啊。
And what does it mean that when your tears are flowing horizontally? It happens when you are lying on the bed, sleeping at night, and crying in your pillows.
他会觉得说心里面呢好像很虚空。
Because the heart is so sad and empty.
那么接下来呢，他就会觉得说啊，对生命的所有什么东西啊，以前很有兴趣的，现在就已经没有兴趣了。
And then they will find that they lose interest in all kinds of activities in their life.
啊，吃也没有兴趣，玩也没有兴趣，做什么都是没有兴趣。
They find no fun in eating or drinking or taking any activities.
那么呢，没有什么力量，没有什么体力。
And then there is also a loss of energy. There is no heart in doing anything.
啊，你叫他睡觉呢，他睡觉也睡得不好。
If you ask the person to rest and sleep, but they'll be disturbed.
啊，所以这个是忧郁症的一种表现呢。
So all these are several signs of depression.
啊，那么精神的集中力也很差。
And at the same time, the mental energy is also very poor.
所以啊，会遇到这种情况。
And it is true that sometimes we'll meet with this kind of condition.
我们来看看四十二篇的哈。
Let's look at Psalm 42.
啊，刚刚我们读过第二、第三节了，就是他觉得很绝望。
We have read verse 2 and verse 3, and that this person has lost all hope.
啊，第四节。
And let's look at verse 4. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God.With a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast.
啊，这里啊，诗人呢，他是回想以前的情况。
So the psalmist over here is reminding himself of things past.
以前呢，他们是跟百姓啊一起去圣殿啊去敬拜神啊。
And in the days past, he used to go with everyone, with the multitude, and went to the house of God for worship.
但是现在呢，国家被掳了。
But now that the country is in exile,
啊，他们自己也被抓到外邦去当奴隶了。
And that they have all become captives in a foreign land.
他想起以前的东西就很伤心。
And when they think about the things in the past, they become so depressed.
所以第四节告诉我们说，忧郁症的这种表现就是常常会想到负面的，想到失去的东西。
And that is why another sign of depression is that a person becomes very negative.
啊，第七节这里说，你的瀑布啊，好像四面环绕我。
Verse 7 says that deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls.
啊，你的波浪洪涛啊，都环绕我身啊。
And all your waves and billows have gone over me.
虽然没有什么事发生，但是他觉得说好像很 overwhelmed， 很不安的感觉。
And even though it seems that it's peaceful at all sides, but this person is feeling very overwhelmed.
那么忧郁症的成人是什么呢？
And what kind and what are the confirmation of depression.
啊，有人说啊，这个是因为这个遗传的基因的问题啊。
Some people claim that it could be genetic.
但是这个是还没有证实，到底是哪一个基因跟这个有关。
But then there is still, but then we still do not have a concrete scientific research.
其实啊，父母的个性啊，多少会反映在儿女的身上。
And it may be true that the temperament of parents may be reflected in their children.
不单只是忧郁的这个成分呢，什么的。个性情绪的成分都有可能从父母啊反映在儿女身上了。
And they do not just include depression, but it also include all other kinds of moods and temperaments.
比如说，一个家庭里面有两三个孩子。
For example, within a family, there are 2 to 3 children.
可能老大就性格像爸爸，老二就像妈妈。
And perhaps the oldest one looks like the dad, behave like the dad, and the second one behave like the mother.
可能第三个两样都有。
And maybe the youngest one have both traits.
这个是很难解释是什么原因呢？
It's very difficult to explain the behavior.
但是呢，最主要现在所说的忧郁症的成因呢，最主要是压力。
But very often we find that depression comes from stress.
什么叫压力呢？
How do you define stress?
当环境啊改变得很大的时候。
And when the environment changes too rapidly.
如果以当时的诗人来说啊，他本来安顿的好好的。
And for the psalmist at that point in time, at first they were very secure living in their own country.
但是在很短的时间之内。
But within a very short time.
他家破人亡啊。
They have lost everything.
没有自己的国家。
They lost their country.
没有自己的家庭啊。
They lost their family.
被抓到很远的地方去当奴隶。
And then they were being captured and brought to a foreign land.
是一个人生很大的改变。
And then they become prisoners. That's a great change in their lives.
今天我们不一定会被掳。
Today, perhaps we will not be captured as prisoners.
但是我们会遇到人生很大的一种改变。
But we will also face tremendous changes in our lives.
这个改变，这个困难可能是在关系上。
Sometimes, perhaps because of our human relationships, they have become very difficult.
有时候可能是社会经济的原因呢。
Sometimes it could be economic reasons and of the society.
比如说一下子失业了。
For example, perhaps you lost your job suddenly.
压力很大。
You have a great pressure on you.
或者找到新的工作，压力太大了。
Or perhaps you found a new job. That also gave you a great pressure.
无论什么原因呢。
Regardless of what matters.
只要有压力的存在啊。
As long as there is stress,
就有可能诱发了我们心里面的这种忧郁的这个情绪。
And that might brought about the signs of depression within our heart.
我们看诗篇137篇的第一节。
Let's also turn to Psalm 137.
137篇第一节。
137 verse 1.
137篇第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse
3. 听读啊。
Psalm 137, By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, and yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away, captive, required us of us a song.
这里记载啊，他们去到被掳到巴比伦的河边坐下来。
Here it records that they were being captured by the rivers of Babylon.
他们想起家乡啊，就哭了。
And when they remember their homeland in Zion, they cry.
他们不想弹琴啊。
They do not want to play any songs.
把这琴呢挂在树上。
So they just left their harps on the tree.
结果他们的主人呢就命令他了。
Then their master commanded them.
你们不是会弹琴吗？
Don't you know how to play songs?
弹首歌来娱乐娱乐一下。
Why don't you entertain us by playing a song?
他们怎么弹得下去呢？
But how can they do it?
所以每一个人呢遇到压力的时候，他表现都不太一样。
So that is why when we face stress and pressure, we will have different response.
今天呢的你啊，面对着什么压力呢？
And for you today, what kind of stress condition are you facing?
可能是工作上的压力。
Perhaps you're facing stress at work.
可能是婚姻的压力。
Perhaps you're facing stress in your marriage.
可能是健康的压力。
Perhaps you're facing stress in your health condition.
可能是子女不是很听话的压力。
And perhaps your children, they are not behaving well.
也可能是财务的压力。
Or perhaps you're facing financial stress.
每一个人一定有他所面对的压力。
There is definitely one area out of all these that is giving you stress.
没人是可以幸免的。
Because none of us can run away from any of these conditions.
但是怎么样处理这个压力呢？
But the cause is how do you react to these stress?
因为每一个人都有他自己能够承担的压力的一个程度。
And all of us, we have a certain limit to handling stress.
如果超过了这个程度的话，
If it is beyond our limit of handling,
他自己没有办法处理的时候，
And when we cannot control the level of stress within us,
所以心情就很忧闷。
Then our soul will plunge.
那么很长期的忧闷就变成忧郁了。
And if this were to go ahead in a prolonged time, then depression comes about.
那么人的方法怎么来解决这个问题呢？
And in terms of human ways and methods, how can we overcome stress?
有人说啊，大家多培养一些休闲的一些兴趣啊。
And some people, they say that you should have some leisure activities.
这世界上现在人工作很忙，最盼望的是一年一次 vacation 啊。
And for people who are working so hard, they all look forward to their annual vacation.
这个是可以减减压的。
Because that will help to relieve some stress.
但是单靠那个也是很困难，因为 vacation 一年只有几个礼拜。
But that is not good enough because you only have a couple of weeks a year.
啊，回来还是要工作啊。
When you come back, you still have to work.
有人说啊，培养其他的兴趣啊，分散注意力。
Some people also say that you should cultivate some hobbies so that it will also give you some other joy.
啊，人活着啊，也是需要培养一些兴趣的。
And it is true that you should also cultivate certain hobbies.
啊，基督徒也是一样。
For Christians as well.
不能说哎，我现在等进天国了，就什么兴趣都没有。
You cannot say that. Oh, I'm just waiting to enter into the kingdom of God. I don't need any hobbies.
神给我们时间，神给我们健康，也可以培养一些兴趣啊。
Since God give us health, He give us time. We can also cultivate some good hobbies.
活得快快乐乐的。
So that it will give you some joy in your life.
那么有人说啊，可以找人家倾诉啊，来讲话。
And some people say that you can also find others to talk about your problems.
如果我们的压力啊，不给人家讲出来啊。
Because if we do not relieve of our pressure,
那么压力里面在 build up, 在增加的时候。
Then this pressure will build up within yourself.
有时候自己啊，得了忧郁症自己都不知道。
And then when you are in depression, you would not even know.
有时候男人啊，就会说，哎呀，我是一家之主。
For men, they think that I am the head of the house.
在事业上、工作上什么压力？
And all kinds of pressures that you feel or face in your work.
想说讲给太太听啊，大概她也不理解，帮不了。
And then you think that even if I were to relate all this to my wife, she will never understand.
自己承担啊。
So I will have to carry it on my own.
以为自己可以承担啊。
You think you can carry it all by yourself.
结果后来到最后呢，就闷到忧郁症出来了。
But then towards the end, you fall into depression.
在香港有一个很出名的心理医生啊。
And in Hong Kong, there's a very famous psychiatrist.
别人有心理病去找他倾诉。
And whoever has a heart problem, they all went to him.
到最后呢？
What happened in the end?
他自己自杀了。
He killed himself.
为什么？他原来医治别人，他自己有忧郁症啊，自己也不知道。
And what happened is that he was a doctor helping others, but he got into depression himself and he couldn't handle it.
所以啊，夫妻之间啊，什么都应该讲。
So that is why it should be transparent between husband and wife.
讲出来。
You should bring out all your problems.
你可以有亲密信任的朋友，也把你的问题啊讲出来。
It is also good for you to relate your problems to your close friends.
又是弟兄姐妹是同一个信仰的。
And especially for us brothers and sisters who belong to the same faith.
就算不能帮你解决什么，也可以帮你祷告。
And even if they cannot solve your problem, they can pray for you.
但是听的人也要保密啊，说啊，我帮你祷告，我不是听了把辣椒到处讲。
But of course, the listener has to keep matters confidential and not to spread it all around.
当然在医药上啊，现在有一些药啊，可以稍微控制这个忧郁症的这个表现。
And also in terms of the medical field, there are certain medicine that can help you to handle your depression.
但是这个是治标不治本的。
But however, they only have a surface value.
有一个传道人啊。
There's a certain preacher.
他当传道之前呢，是当这个心理治疗师当十几年了。
And before he became a preacher, he was a psychologist for a long time.
那么别人有问题就找他讲。
And when others have problems, they will come to him.
辅导讲了半天了。
He will counsel them for a long time.
好了。
And when the person is all right,
但是只靠人的方法的话，
but if you just rely on human methods,
很多时候啊，十年半年之后又回来了同一个问题，
then 5 years, 10 years later, the same problem will arise again.
可是他得到一个结论啊，
so he came to this conclusion.
人的方法不是不好，
it is true that human methods may be good,
但是很有限，
but it is very limited.
最重要的新的问题啊，还是要新药来医啊。
And the most important thing is that the problems of the heart needs the medicine of the heart to overcome.
是要从神那边来得到医治。
That is to say, you must find your therapy from God.
那么神的方法是什么呢？
And what is the therapy of God?
我们看回来诗篇四十二篇呢。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
第五节。
Verse 5.
四十二篇第五节。
Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God.For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
诗人呢，觉得第四节，自己这样子下去，没有不是办法。
Here the psalmist says that from verse 1 to 4, that if he were to continue this way, he'll be destroyed.
他就自己问自己一个问题呢。
Then he asks himself this question.
我的心呢？
My heart.
我们要常常跟我们的心讲话。
We must always talk to our soul.
我们不要只跟别人讲话。
Don't just talk to other people.
跟自己的心讲讲话。
But also please talk to your own heart.
他跟自己讲，你为什么忧闷呢？
So over here, the psalmist says that, Oh my soul, why are you so cast down?
你是忧闷，但是你为什么要那么忧闷呢？
You may be sad, but why are you so sad?
为什么烦躁呢？
And why are you so disturbed?
哎，问一问这个问题。
So ask your soul this question.
然后他会给自己一个答案啊。
Then you'll find this answer.
应当仰望神。
That you got to hope in God.
他的少年帮助我。
Because he had helped you in your youth.
所以啊，要解决心中的忧闷。
So in order for us to conquer the sadness of the heart.
其他的兴趣啦，度假啦，玩啦，找人讲啊，这个是可以帮助一点点，但是不是。重点啊、
That it may be true you can find temporary relief from friends, from hobbies, from other activities, but they are very limited.
最重要的是要找到神。
The most important thing is that you must find God.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
五章第七节。
1 Peter 5 verse
7. 彼得前书五章七节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
这里告诉我们要将一切的忧虑射给神。
Over here it says that we must cast all our care upon God.
这也是说一切。
Here it says all.
有人说了，哎呀，神那么忙，你那么小的问题都告诉他，不是烦死他？
And some people may say that our God must be so busy. Why do you want to disturb him with one small problem?
等我找到大的问题，人生的生死的问题才来找他吧。
Unless you have a huge problem that concerns life and death, then go to God.
其实不是的，神不会忙死的，神是神，你不用给他担心。
But that is a wrong concept. Our God is God. He is way more powerful.
你有多小的问题都要找他。
No matter how small your problem is, go directly to him.
你就算掉了一根钥匙找不到，你都可以向他祷告。
And even if you were to lose one key, you couldn't find it, you can ask for his help.
是一切的忧虑啊。
It's all cares over here that it mentioned.
有时候我们忘记要将一切，我们留很多给自己啊。
Sometimes we leave some problems for ourselves and do not cast them all to God.
祷告了半天，忧虑还是自己拿住。
We pray for a long time, but we still carry our burden.
我们去坐飞机。
We may be traveling in a plane.
我们 check in 的时候
，When we checked in，
你会不会说，哎呀，这个行李五十公斤太重了，我要自己拿
？And would you say that, oh, this luggage is so heavy, 50 kilograms. I'm going to carry it myself.
他不给你拿上飞机的吗
？They are not going to let you do it.
你 check in 了，哎呀，交给你了。
Then you will check it in and just leave it for them to handle it.
自己一个手提包不是很轻松
？And then you just have a small little handbag. Isn't that very, very light?
那个手提包啊，在你坐上飞机的时候也放到上面那个空间。
And even when you embark onto the plane, you will leave your bags on the overhead cabin.
你不会说上了飞机自己还站在那边自己提着
？You will not carry on to your handbag even though when you're sitting on the plane.
今天也是一样，我们信了神，我们应该有点不一样啊。
So today is it the same? When we believe in God, that is the attitude that we should have.
问题你要告诉主。
When you have questions, you ask God.
把它卸给他。
And to cast all your burdens unto God.
所以今天你有什么解决不了的压力的源头呢
？So today, if you have any point or any reason that you cannot resolve,
主耶稣说啊，劳苦重担的人要到我这里来。
And our Lord Jesus says that if you labor and if you burden, come to me.
那么。忧郁症的另外的成因呢、啊，就是有一种很大的空虚感呢、啊。
And then another reason for depression is the vanity of the heart.
啊，就是生活啊没有目标啊。
There is no goal in your life.
啊，没有存在的价值啊。
And there is no value for living.
啊，有一个年轻的很富有的年轻人。
And there's a very very rich young man.
他一生出来家里什么都有。
And he was born with a golden spoon.
从不缺钱。
He never lacked money.
他也很聪明，很早都念完书了。
He's also very intelligent, and he was able to finish school.
别人需要奋斗几十年才买到一个小房子，但是他根本不用工作，父母就留给他很多财产嘛。
And when you look at others, they have to work for a lifetime in order to own a little house. But for him, everything came on a pallet from his parents.
那我不用很努力的这样去工作。
He does not need to work that hard.
所以他去探险。
And so therefore he went to explore.
最危险的山啊，他都爬过了。
And the most dangerous mountain peaks, he has gone over them.
爬完最难爬那个山之后。
And after he has challenged the most difficult mountain peak,
他选择自杀。
He chose to kill himself.
为什么？
Why?
他觉得我在世上目的是什么？
Because he found no point of living anymore.
没有目标。
There is no goal for him in this life. There is no value of substance that's worth living.
这样就自杀了。
So therefore he committed suicide.
所以我们要晓得。
Therefore we must know.
当人没有东西的时候，他很想去追求。
When a person has nothing, he wants to pursue for everything.
但是当他得到了。
But when a person has everything,
这种感觉也是很可怕的。
That kind of condition can be very scary as well.
因为他第一他怕我得到了我失去怎么办。
Because first, he's overcome with the fear, what happens if I lose everything?
第二，得了之后，想说我下一个目标是什么？
And the second reason is that after I've gained everything, what's the next goal in life?
如果人的一生啊，只有物质。
So if this is only your pursuit in life,
很容易啊，在忙碌的生活当中啊，很容易，尤其是在中年的时候啊，就会诱发一种危机感，有一种空虚感出来啊。
And that is how you will enter into midlife crisis because your focus is just on the material pursuit of life.
所以啊，这个是值得我们思考的。
This is something worthy for our ponder.
这里是个图画啊。
So over here we see a picture.
那个是个 baby 在喝奶啊。
A little baby taking in some milk.
有没有看清楚？这是画什么啊？
And if you
不是画，是真的。这个 baby 是真的。
The photo clearly. This is a real baby.
这个架子是做什么的呢
？And what is the value in this photograph？
这个架子啊，就是可以把那瓶奶啊拿得很稳啊，就直接放到 baby 的口嘴中啊。
Oh, and if you were to look closely at the photo, there is actually there's actually a structure that will help the baby to carry the bottle of milk.
有时候妈妈都说，哎呀，喂奶那么麻烦啊，抱着半个小时。
And because for mother, it is a very tiresome thing for them to carry the baby and feeding them for a long time.
有人就开玩笑了，就发明了这种这个东西啊。
And so someone invented this structure to help the baby feed themselves.
就把这个奶啊，哎呀，把它放那边，你自己喝就好了。
So they will just put a bottle of milk there, and the baby can just drink it on its own.
那么如果长期这个 baby 真的这样喝奶的话
，But if the baby were to do this for a long time,
会有什么问题呢
？What is the problem?
你看他现在就是这样，没有表情的。
Then you see that the facial expression is blank.
没有错，他是得到那一瓶奶了。
It is very true that this baby is getting this bottle of milk.
但是他得不到妈妈的拥抱。
But he lost the hug of the mother.
听不到妈妈的心跳。
He couldn't listen to the heartbeat of the mother.
感觉不了妈妈的呼吸啊。
He cannot experience the breath of the mother.
所以他会开心吗？
So will he be happy?
他一定不开心的。
This baby would not be happy.
今天也是一样。
Today it is the same for us.
我们为生活很忙碌啊。
We may be so busy in life.
我们可能为自己安排得很好了，那瓶奶已经嘴巴里面了。
Perhaps our schedule is so full, it's just like this bottle of milk is right there.
但是我们有没有回到天父的怀抱呢？
But have we returned back to the bosom of our God?
如果没有的话，
If you are not there,
我们的生命啊，还缺少最重要的东西啊。
Then there is some disconnection in your life.
所以我们怎么样胜过呢？
So how do we overcome?
42章第1节。
Psalm 42:1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God.
第2节。
Verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
这里说啊，我的心呢、啊，突然间发觉我最需要的是什么
？So over here, the heart suddenly found that what it needs the most.
原来我最需要的是神。
So what I need is truly God.
好像一头鹿啊，很渴，很想喝水。
Just like a little deer that is so thirsty for some water.
看到水了，整个头都栽下去了。
And when the deer found the water, the whole head gets submerged into the water.
我的心想这位神啊，就等于这种状态啊。
And so that is the heart condition that is thirsting for God.
就今天我们对神有没有这种渴慕呢
？So today is our heart thirsting for God in this way.
我们来是因为说我很想来，还是我要来呢
？And when we come to church, is it because you really desire to come, or because you're obliged to come?
如果说哎呀不来呀，传道打电话要访问很麻烦。
Then if you think that, oh, if I don't show up in church, the preacher will call me, and then he will come and visit me, that it becomes such a hassle.
但是我们要更进一步的。
But however, we should be more proactive than that.
我来因为我很想神。
I come to the church because I want to worship God.
我很想神来满足我。
Because I desire for the Spirit of God to fulfill me.
这样我们就可以胜过心里要闷了。
Then that is the way we can overcome the desolate of the heart.
因为人是神造的。
Because we are created by God.
人的灵是神所造的。
And our spirit comes from God.
只有神的灵可以填满我们。
And only the spirit of God can fill us up.
所以希望我们呢要渴慕神呢。
So therefore, our heart must thirst for God.
刚刚我在下面看到几位小孩子啊在打电动玩具。
And just now during lunchtime, I saw some children playing computer games.
一个人在打电动玩具。
And a small child playing the game by himself.
其他四五个人就哇在旁边看得很羡慕这样。
And the other kids look at the Game Boy that he has, and they were so curious.
让他吃饭，没有反应。
And ask them to have lunch, they have no reaction.
没有反应。
Give them water, they don't want it.
他的心啊，在电动玩具。
And the whole heart is just on the Game Boy.
因为太好玩了。
Because the game is too much fun.
我在想。
Then I thought.
如果今天我们说有一个人在拿一本圣经啊。
If someone was to carry a Bible,
哇，我看到这个经节太好了。
And wow, this verse is so good.
很有感动。
And I'm so touched.
这个五六个弟兄姐妹就去，什么感动，什么感动，讲讲看。
And then you're suddenly surrounded by five or six other brothers.
我这个礼拜读到，你这个礼拜读到哪里？
And then they are so concerned. It's like, why are you so moved? Where are you reading? Which part of the Bible is it?
有这样子渴慕神的话。
If there is that kind of thirst,
哇，聚会开始了，聚会开始了，赶快上来啊！
And then the service started, let's run.
哇，准备好笔记啊。
And they prepared their notebook.
准备祷告的心啊。
And they prepared their heart of prayers.
这样渴慕神的话。
And if your heart is thirsting for God in this way.
神就会让你得到满足。
Then our God will fill you up to the brim.
啊，那么再看回来诗篇的四十二篇呢。
Let's turn back to Psalm 42.
那为什么人会有忧郁的忧闷的那个心情呢？
And why is it that we have this heart of depression?
因为人呢，有时候会看不到盼望。
Because sometimes we will lose all kind of hope.
啊，我们看的第三节哦。
Let's look at verse 3.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3, my tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God?
啊，一个人呢，如果常常失去盼望的话。
If a person lost all hope.
啊，常常就会很容易想到负面的东西啊。
Then they will become very negative.
诗人本来是有信神的。
And this is true that the psalmist believe in God.
但是因为被掳了。
But because they are being captured into exile.
遇到那么多不好的事情啊。
And they were facing so much challenges.
别人就跟他讲了。
And so others tell him.
你有信神，如果这个神是真的，你为什么会这样呢？
So others challenge him, where is your God? If your God is true, why are you in this condition?
这样一讲他都想对啊，为什么会这样？
Then he suddenly got reminded of his situation. Why is it like that?
就会怀疑了。
Then you start to question.
神还爱我吗？
Does God love me still?
神还存在吗？
Is God still there?
我们也会怀疑别人，别人爱我吗？
We'll also ask others, do others care for me?
再来就怀疑自己。
Then you start to question yourself.
我还有用吗？
And I still have any value?
魔鬼最厉害的工具。
And that is the best weapon of the devil.
就是让你怀疑。
Is to let you ask questions.
Doubt.
And it's to let you have doubt.
怀疑让你失去对神的信心。
Because then when you're in doubt, you will lose faith in God.
所以就会失败了。
Then therefore you will fail.
啊，另外呢，第三节这里说啊，别人讲的话怎么样？
And here in verse 3, what are others saying to you?
啊，为什么会忧郁呢？因为常常会很在乎别人讲什么话。
Why are you so sad? Because you worry about what others think of you.
人不住地对你讲。
Because people say it to you always.
讲一次你可能没有反应。
If they just say it once, you may not have any response.
再讲，再讲，再讲。
But they constantly say it to you.
对你很大的影响。
That become a great influence upon you.
今天我们也是一样。
So in the same way, it's the same for us.
如果我们很在乎别人讲我们的话。
If we truly regard others as to what they say.
我们的心情啊，永远是被牵着走的。
Then we are always following what people are saying.
人家说你好，你就好高兴。
If people say that you are good, then you get the confirmation.
人家说你不好，你就很伤心。
And then you'll be sad if others do not approve of you.
所以很容易被别人影响心情啊。
So you will be moving around just as what others say.
再来第四节说，他们想起自己失去的东西。
Here, verse 4, they think about what they have lost.
我以前有那么多，现在失去了，哪有盼望？
I have so much in the past, but now I lost everything. Where is my hope anymore?
啊，所以啊，想起失去的财富。
So you think about the wealth that you have lost.
想起失去的亲人。
You think about the family that you have lost.
想起失去的健康。
You think about the health that you have lost.
这很不开心啊。
Then you become very sad.
最近呢，有一个新闻，我们都知道。
There's some recent news that we all know.
一个香港的商人啊，他做玩具的。
And there is a certain businessman from Hong Kong whose business is in the toys.
他是替 Mattel 做很多玩具啊。
And he produced a lot of toys for Mattel.
结果那个玩具的发觉了超标了，铅了，含太高了。
But however, because of the lead content that is very high in these toys that were being found,
所以几十万件玩具要退回去。
So therefore, they have to return all these millions of toys back to the company.
他的公司啊，损失几千万美金呢。
And so the company lost thousands and thousands of dollars.
原来他是被人害的，因为他的朋友给他那个油漆啊，骗他用那个比较不好的、铅很高的油漆啊。
And so he found that he was being cheated from his friend who gave him a paint that contains a high level of lead content.
所以他绝望啊。
So he lost hope.
几十年他建立的生意。
This business that was built up from years to years.
通通没有了。
It just collapsed.
薪水发一发。
So after he gave out all the last check.
就上吊了，自杀了。
Then he killed himself.
为什么他会这样？
Why is it like that?
因为他没有其他东西了。
Because he has lost all hope.
他只想到我失去什么。
He only thought about what he has lost.
所以常常想到我失去什么，你就很忧郁啊。
Because when you keep thinking about what you have lost, then you become very depressed.
所以我们要转过来。
Therefore, you must change and turn your mind around.
怎么样胜过呢？
How do we overcome?
要常常想正面的东西。
You must always be positive and think about all the good things.
第五、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him.
Hope in God, 我们要仰望神呢。
Here it says that we must hope in God.
你就算失去一切。
Even though you may have lost all things.
还有生命。
But you still have life.
你失去的物质。
You may lose material things.
还有家人。
You still have your family.
你可能失去一个最爱的亲人。
You may have lost one dear family of yours.
但是还有很多爱你的亲人。
But you still have many other family members surrounding you.
好，我们知道要常常仰望神。
We do know that we must hope in God always.
想起神的恩典。
And we must remind ourselves of the grace of God.
第六节，请读。
Verse 6, Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and from the heights of Hermon, from hill Mizar.
这里说我本来心里很忧闷啊。
Here it says that my soul is very cast down at first.
他说要想起正面的事。
But then he wants to think and remember positive things.
想起神过去的恩典。
And to count the grace of God from days past.
神的笑脸呢，帮助过他。
And to think about how God had helped him in his youth.
所以第六节啊，这里说我要从约旦地、从黑门岭、从米撒山来纪念你。
So therefore here the psalmist is counting the grace of God from the land of Jordan, from the heights of Hermon, and from hill Mizar.
这个米撒、黑门呢是外邦的地方，很远的地方。
And places like Hermon and hill Mizar, they are in the Gentile lands and very far away.
但是无论你在哪里。
But no matter where you are today,
只要你想起神,
as long as you think about God,
你靠神,
you remember God, you rely on Him,
在那么远的地方, 你都可以想起神的慈爱,
and you may be in a very far away land, but still you experience the love and grace of God.
当然我们要常常想起神给我们的东西是想起有的东西啊。
And of course, we must remember the grace that God has given us.
有句话说啊，得都等于失，失等于得。
There's a certain saying that what you receive and what you lost, they can be all equivalent.
我们要常想起这句话。
We must remember that.
在物质上这是对的。
That may be true, and it may be applicable in the material sense.
你得到很多吗？
Do you gain a lot of things?
可能你在得到很多的同时，你失去更多。
Perhaps at the same time when you gain a lot, you have also lost a lot.
对不对？可能得到很多财富了。
It may be true that you have gained a lot of money,
但是可能失去健康了。
But you have lost your health.
失去跟家人的时间了。
You have lost the time with your family.
你说失去很多吗？
And at the same time, if you think you have lost a lot of things,
你失去的同时，你也可能得到另外的东西啊。
But perhaps you may also gain a lot at the same time.
所以，我要记得，就算失去全世界，我们都还有神。
But remember this, even though we may lose all things in this world, we still have God.
有个小孩子啊，他常常跟妈妈抱怨说，我都没有名牌的球鞋。
There's a little child that keep complaining to the mother, I don't have any famous shoes.
别人都穿那么漂亮。
Look at all the branded shoes that others have.
我都没有。
And my shoes are so plain.
每天回家就跟妈妈吵。
And every day when he come home, he will quarrel with the mother.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他开去到儿童医院。
He went to the children's hospital.
看到原来有小孩子的脚啊，被截肢了。
Then he looked at some of the children whose legs are amputated.
所以看到别人没有脚。
He looked at others who have no legs.
他想起。
Then he thought,
我已经有最好的鞋了。
I've already have a good pair of shoes with me.
所以我们要常想我们有的，并不要想我们没有的。
So therefore be positive. Think about what you have and not what you don't have.
当我们埋怨我们的工作的时候。
And when we start to complain about our job.
我们要想起失业的，没有工作的人。
Then think about those who have no jobs.
当我们在埋怨啊，我的身体不好啊，怎样不好的时候。
And when you're complaining that you're suffering from pain here and there in your body.
我们要想起神竟然还留我们的生命。
Then think of the fact that God still give you life and sustain you.
要我们做什么？
What does He want you to do?
所以神是很正面的神啊。
So therefore, our God is a very positive God.
所以我们要靠着神的力量，也要有正面的思想。
So therefore, we must rely upon God and have positive thinking.
所以第八节，请读第八节。
Therefore, verse 8 here it says, the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
所以诗人呢，他自己也有一个改变。
So over here, the psalmist he turned his mind around.
我不要再埋怨了。
I will no longer complain.
我要赞美。
I will praise God.
他环境没有改变了，但是心态改变了。
So you'll find that he's still in the land of darkness, but his heart has light.
今天我们要想一想。
Therefore, we must think upon this.
在我一生当中，有什么东西是值得赞美的
？That within your life, what is worthy of your praise?
神给了我什么东西，我应该赞美他
？What has God given me that is worthy of me to praise Him?
想一想。
Think about
this. 不要只有埋怨了，祈求，要赞美神了。
Don't just complain and beg, but praise God.
想想你的太太。
Think about your wife.
有什么东西是你值得你的赞美，但是你还没有赞美她呢？
What are the things that's worthy of you to praise her, but you have not praised her yet?
想想你的先生。
And think about your husband.
有什么东西值得你的赞美的？
What are the good qualities that's worthy of your praise?
想想你的父母。
Think about your parents.
你的儿女。
Your children.
有什么东西是值得赞美的？
What are the things that are worthy of your praise?
不要只想那些值得埋怨的。
Don't just look at your shortcomings.
埋怨只会让关系变得更差。
Because the more you complain, the worse your relationship become.
但是当我们少年赞美肯定的时候，我们会经历一些改变了。
But however, if your heart is filled with praise, we will definitely find positive changes.
第八节说，我们要歌颂赐给我生命的神。
And verse 8 says that.I will sing to the God of my life.
神赐给我生命。
The God of my life who gave me life.
属肉的生命，属灵的生命都有。
And the God who gave me life in the flesh and also life in the spirit.
那么四十三章的第三节啊。
And verse 3.
43章第3节。
And Psalm 43 verse 3. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me.
这里告诉我们，他说求神发出他的亮光引导我们。
So over here the prayer is to God to send out his light and to guide us.
神的话就像光一样。
Because the word of God is the light.
没有光就会走差。
If you do not have the light, you will be lost in darkness.
所以我们要常常被神的话语感动。
So we must always be moved and touched by the truth of God.
那么再来，为什么会有忧郁症的这个发生呢？
And then next, what are the other reasons that may cause depression?
就是这种孤单的感觉。
And sometimes people will feel very lonely.
忧郁症的人呢，会 withdraw 自己啊，不想跟人家交通。
Because people who are depressed, they will withdraw themselves. They do not want to communicate with any people.
我们常常说，哎呀，你心情不好，出来跟人家聊聊天不是很好吗？
Some people will advise you that since you're not feeling too good, why don't you go out and have a chat with some friends?
因为他已经很忧闷了，所以啊，没有办法。打开自己，要把自己封闭起来。
But because this person is already feeling so depressed, he wants to withdraw, he wants to close the doors of his heart.
这是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
我们看第43章第4节。
Let's look at Psalm 43, verse 4. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God my God.
这里告诉我们了，我们一定要走出来。
Here it tells us that we must get out of our depression.
不是到处乱乱走。
You do not get out and go and be lost.
我要走出来，去到神的祭坛那边。
But rather, you must get out from your depression and go to the altar of God.
要亲近神。
You must draw close to God.
带我最喜乐的神那边去。
And to God, your exceeding joy, that is where you should go.
要走出来。
You must get out.
要跟人家分享。
And you must share your joy with others.
走出黑暗，走出孤单。
To walk out of darkness and to walk out of loneliness.
一定要靠信仰的力量。
And only your faith can carry you through.
啊，所以这个是值得我们来思考的问题啊。
So all these are worthy for our meditation.
所以我们今天简单的，其实圣经里面的什么都有。
So today we touch upon this topic very simply, but the Bible is rich in all kinds of advice.
当我们忧闷的时候
，When we are feeling sad，
我们要知道
，We must realize，
我们要对付我们到底问题出在哪里。
We must target at the root of our problem.
啊，常常记着四十二篇的第五节。
And always remember Psalm 42 verse 5.
你看，如果今天你没有带圣经来的话，就马上可以画起来，回家就记得这一篇。
So today, if you have your Bible with you, you can highlight the verses so you can go back and think about it.
啊，第五节啊，重复了好几次。
And this verse 5 is being repeated many times.
啊，我的心啊，你为何忧闷
？Why are you cast down, O my soul?
你要想问自己为何忧闷
？Ask your heart, why are you so sad?
是为了一些很小的事吗？
Is it because of just one little minute thing?
为何要这样?
Why are you so disturbed?
为何烦躁?
Why is your soul so disquieted?
忧闷久了就变烦躁啊。
Because after you have been disquieted for a long time, you become very frustrated.
应当仰望神。
Here it says that you must hope in God.
因他笑脸帮助我。
Because I shall yet praise him.
我还要称赞他。
And that he has helped me in the past.
感谢主，愿荣耀归主圣名。
So we thank God, and may all glory be unto his name.
一起唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.